Track 9, Sport. Hello, I'm Phil, and I'm filling in for Brian this week whilst he's away. First of all, let me just say what a weekend we English have had. With the extraordinary win of 6-1 in the World Cup, which happens to be the highest score we have ever achieved, and Harry Kane also scored a hat-trick, and is now leading the race for the Golden Boot. We have also whitewashed the Australians 5-0 in the one-day cricket series, so things really do seem to be looking our way. And to achieve a hat-trick of English wins, Lewis Hamilton showed up in the French Grand Prix and took first place, which now gives him a lead of 14 points in the World Championship ratings. But wait, did we say a hat-trick? Well, actually, it turns out we won four events, with England seniors winning the World Cup. Former Stafford Rangers captain Kevin Mooney has set the benchmark for the England team in Russia this summer by winning the World Cup, writes Ben Husband. The 59-year-old was part of England's senior side that clinched their third straight World Cup in Thailand earlier this month. It was amazing, a truly brilliant experience, said Mooney. To win every game in the tournament and then go on to beat Scotland in the final, it doesn't get any better than that for a proud Englishman. The England side, with names like former Fulham man Barry Hales and ex-Middlesbrough striker Peter Beagrie, dominated the tournament before ruthlessly thrashing the Scots 4-0 in the final. In local sport, we start with cricket and the Worcestershire County League. Division 1 leader Stourport beat Fakenham by 4 wickets at Walsh's Meadow, whilst Worcester, currently second place in the league, won at White Gates Farm against Worcester Nomads by just 1 run. Stourbridge Football Club is looking to have a new goalkeeper, as boss Gary Hackett has set his sights on some new blood. Hackett said, "We've got 3 or 4 new faces in, as well as retaining the nucleus of our strongest performers from last season. A goalkeeper is definitely our priority, and we are talking to a few at the moment." 6 of Priory Park Boxing's club talented youngsters have been crowned area champions during a season of success. Ben Collins, Summer Carter, Carrie Clark, Gracie Holland, Kelsey Oakley and Mia Holland have all secured title joy before going on to represent the Dudley Club at national level. Collins, 14, bagged the area title before progressing to the national school semi-finals in May, only losing out on a split decision to an England representative and under 55 kilogram champion. Carter, 12, has won the under 59 kilogram national schoolgirl championship and is now going on to represent England. 20-year-old Clark has been an ABA Elite National under 86 kilogram semi-finalist after he secured the area belt and only lost out to the England number one seed at the event in March. Gracie Holland, 12, went on to be an under 54 kilogram schoolgirls national finalist following her area title success. Kelsey Oakley, 14, has been crowned the under 48 kilogram national junior ABA champion and now is on the England squad, while Mia Holland, also 14, has been an under 50 kilogram national junior ABA finalist. Head coach Warren Davis said everyone at the club are proud of them all and looking forward to a bigger and better new boxing season. Meanwhile, Priory Park is also celebrating after being given a Queen's Award for voluntary services. Coach Paul Goff said, "It is a great achievement for the club and everyone involved. We'll get a plaque to put up at the club. It's so nice to have our work recognised." We now take a look at Stourbridge Running Club, who took on a tough 12-kilometre cross-country course running 2 laps of the Arrow Valley Lakeside venue. First home for Stourbridge was Richard Lowther in 47 minutes 42 seconds, followed by Adrian Compton at 49 minutes 54 seconds. In Speedway, Wolverhampton were a man down when they faced Leicester in the Premiership at Monmouth. Kyle Haworth suffered a dislocated shoulder in a track crash at the weekend, which means Paris International Wolves will use the rider replacement facility. This means his four programmed outings will be shared among teammates. We have come to the end of the sport report for this week, with the weather looking to stay warm and hope filling the nation. Let's see what we can achieve for the rest of our sporting ventures. Brian should be back next week, so it's goodbye from Phil. I hope I have done a decent job, and goodbye to all of you.